Hi, everybody. When Carlton rang me earlier on this week to say, would I come and speak, after I'd picked myself up off the floor because I think I fell off my chair, he said in his way, how do you feel about that, Joy? And I said, well, a bit of a hot, sticky, sweaty mess, actually, with nerves. And he said, oh, you'll be fine. It's just the biggest one we've done so far, 700 people. I said, oh, that's really helping my nerves. Thank you very much. Anyway, what he asked me to do is to tell you a little bit about my story. So that's what I want to do. So I was having several glasses of cava with a couple of friends in January 2013. One of these friends said to me, are you interested in doing anything with the skincare companies? Something to do with Lord Sugar and one of the apprentice people. And I said, oh, because I'd had quite a few to drink. Yeah, I'll have a look at it. Promptly forgot all about it. She rang me back about 2 weeks later and said, you know that thing I was telling you about? Well, it's in 2 weeks' time. It's Sunday. Do you want to come? And I said, you know what, I think I've gone off it now. No, I don't think so. And she was like, oh, come on, we'll go down. We just pop down to Redditch, you know, even if, sorry about this, Susan, even if the stuff's no good, we'll have a nice afternoon. I said, oh, yeah, right then. So we popped down to Redditch, and there was about 25 people there at the table. And I met Sue Beeston, met Sarah, and of course met lovely Susie. And Susie told her story about making body smooth, you all know it, body smooth at home in the jam jars on the kitchen table, etc. I loved the story. I loved Susie's passion. I loved how excited she was about it, her vision, all of that. And I absolutely loved the fact that she could remember what she wore that first day at Greenwich Market. She wore a little yellow T-shirt, didn't you? And a denim skirt with patch pockets. And when she got home to her mum, she emptied out all the £20 notes out of the patch pockets. And I loved that story. And I thought, oh, I think I want to work with somebody like that. But I didn't know what the products were like. And being quite cynical, I thought, can't be as good as she's saying that they are. Anyway, tried the body smooth. And Susie was there in Redditch with her glass bowls and her plastic water jugs demonstrating the body smooth like I still do now to my customers and probably all of you do. And I tried it, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. I absolutely love it. So I signed up there and then on that day. The next week I had my training. The week after that, I did two pampers at home. The week after that, I did another pamper at home to mop up all the people that refused me for the first two. None of them were getting away. And then the next 3 months, I did at least one pamper every week and still did one at home each of the months, because I wanted to make sure all my friends knew about it. And by the time we did the official launch, which was May 2013, with Lord Sugar in London, very formal girls, those of you that were there, how different is it to today? We were all in business suits with little dressing jackets. It was very formal, no fairy wings in sight. And when we did that, I promoted out to manager. So in 4 months from joining, I promoted to manager. I was absolutely buzzing, loving it. And then I got stuck. And I have checked with Carlton that it's okay to tell you this, because what I want to say to you is that there are times when you do get stuck. And it's up today is brilliant about recognising all our achievements, but actually sometimes you can get stuck as well. And so for nearly 2.5 years, I've been stuck at manager. And that's fine if that's what you want to be, but I want to be more than that. And at times in those 2.5 years, I've been a bit fed up, actually. I've had great personal sales. I've got a lovely team. But I felt I wasn't progressing quickly enough for me. And I started questioning myself, what I was doing wrong. Was this the business for me? Had a couple of meltdowns with Sue and Sarah, who taught me around. But I think sometimes when your own personal progress is slower than other people's, but when you see people, because I've bear in mind I've been in this since the very beginning, when you see people come in and join after you and progress quicker than you and get further than you, you start to feel a bit disheartened, you start doubting yourself. But what I really want to say is you can't compare yourself to anybody else. I mean, I feel, and Caroline said similar, you know, this business, the beauty of this business is that it suits all of us individually, and you grow your business in the time you want to suit you and to your lifestyle. We all come at it from different areas, don't we? We've all got different backgrounds, and we do what fits in with us. And it's hard not to compare yourself with people, but you must try not to, because we've got to try and just be ourselves, really. And our journey is our own journey, and it takes as long as it takes. And we've got a fantastic success plan, Tropics success plan for us. is amazing. It's been so well written and it's brilliant. But it's not designed to be a quick fix. It's designed to take you 5 years to get to the top. And do you know what? I'm actually on track for that. So where I am busy beating myself up, I'm actually on track for that, and it's okay. Maybe Brian now will. I've got a really solid customer base now in the last 3 years. I've got a really good repeat order business. I have probably about £600 to £700 of repeat business every month, which is just brilliant. But that's because I've spent 3 years building that, and that is fantastic. Every single month, I set myself a personal goal. I started off a couple of years ago setting myself a goal of £2,000 a month and managed to do that. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to push that to £2,500 a month. And then, to be honest, before I sort of even knew it, it was going to £3,000 a month. And now it's more than that, but I set that goal and I just push myself a little bit each month, sometimes a bit more than a little bit. But do you know what I'm trying to say? Just, even if you set yourself a little tiny goal, really pushing for a couple of months, but then suddenly what you're pushing at becomes the norm, and you suddenly realise you're doing it without really having to try too hard. I'm definitely better at the moment with sales than recruiting. I'm absolutely gutted to say I'm not going to be on the Orient Express. It's the first incentive trip I've not been on, and I'm gutted. But if there's another one, and I'm sure there will be, I am going to be on that one. That's definitely my goal, so you can hold me accountable to that goal. I'm really, really lucky to have the most amazing team. I genuinely mean that. Now I am going to cry actually. Seriously, the support, the encouragement, the motivation that they give me, but not just that, that they give one another. Probably like most of you, we've got our own Facebook page, and honestly, it is just brilliant. Everybody is there for one another, and that is really important to me. As a team, we've started setting ourselves a monthly goal as well, and that's... In my team and everybody's team, and you feel that sometimes you sort of doubt your work because perhaps you don't sell very much, or you think all the certain together customers maybe. You need to think like that now, because all of our sales help our team sales target. And you know, awkward customer, or that pamper that you go to, 10 people are there and you take £50 and you think, what's all that about? Or that pamper at the end of the month that you're holding everything for and then it cancels the last minute. So we've all had that, but it's how you handle that that counts. Don't be defeated from it, we just need to learn by it. And I know it's easier said than done, but seriously, when that happens, don't feel you're hopeless, don't feel you know, the only one who can't do this. We've all been there, but it's what you do with it afterwards, how you pick yourself up and carry on afterwards. When I was on the head office trip last year, Susie said over dinner to several of us that this is just the beginning of Tropic, and we just heard Lud Sugar say that as well. But last year that quite shocked me, because being in from the beginning, when I've seen what small range we had to start with, and we had white paper carrier bags, and you know, when I look at where we are now, we've gone so far. We've done so much, I can't even begin to think what's in front of us. But I do know that I want to be part of it. So what I want to say to you today is, it's fantastic, all this recognition, and we love it, it's brilliant. But if you're sitting there and, you know, you haven't been up on stage, or you don't feel perhaps that at the moment, you know, it's going quite well, just don't give up. If you're feeling stuck like I was, just don't give up. If at the end of every day you can say you've done something to progress your business forward a little bit, then actually you will succeed, and this business is just there for us to take it. So just grasp the opportunity with both hands and really go for it, because that's what I'm going to do. I just want to be part of what Susie's going to plan for us in the future. So as you can see, I've just promoted now as senior manager, finally.
Joy Wright, the fantastic Joy Wright. Well done.